WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police are investigating two aggravated robberies from over the weekend. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the Radio Shack near the intersection of Texas and East Villa Maria was robbed at gunpoint Saturday afternoon.
A black male entered the store, demanded money and some merchandise. He was described as being young, approximately 5'10 to 6 foot tall, with an average build. He was wearing a black hoodie, black pants, and white tennis shoes.
She says two employees were not injured, and the man fled on foot with an undisclosed amount of money and property. McKeithen says Sunday afternoon, the Cash America Pawn near the intersection of South Texas and Mary Lake was robbed by a Hispanic male who fired his gun several times, but no customers or employees were injured. Suspect descriptions are online at WTAW.com. The city of College Station is not spending all the money that's collected from the hotel occupancy tax. The city council last night decided at its future strategic retreat to consider how it should be spent. Suggestions from Steve Aldrich included a capital improvements plan.
There's also a ongoing tourism promotion function of this, and I think the real challenge for us is to sit down and say, okay, how do we see this being applied in other places? What's effective? Let's get together, put our heads together, and then say, hey, what's effective for our community? How do we take a proven wheel from somewhere else, put it on our wagon after we true it? Our challenge is our opportunity, and it's a great problem for us to have.
The current surplus is $1.3 million. City staff forecast that to grow to $7 million in 5 years. That doesn't count what will be received when the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center is sold. More than half of the state Senate sent a message to the Public Utility Commission to not change the way electric rates are determined. Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos County, was among those attending yesterday's hearing of the National Resources Committee.
The current market we have is called an energy competitive market, and it's when the generators sell to the wholesalers at a competitive rate. And going to a capacity market is essentially subsidizing the generators with a capacity payment, a subsidy. And I'm not for sure that we need to be heading that direction. I think that's an undue burden to our taxpayers and to our ratepayers.
Schwertner also says the PUC should wait until the next legislative session for further direction.
I think that's the message they received today. And yes, I would say that's appropriate route for them to take.
Yesterday's three-hour hearing drew a crowd so large it spilled into an overflow room. The College of Liberal Arts at A&M is in its largest hiring campaign ever. Dean Jose Luis Bermudez told the Eagle they're recruiting 19 new tenured professors and 15 assistant professors. Eventually, the staff will grow from 330 to more than 400. It's an investment of about $3.5 million, and the dean plans to have the additional employees in place by next August. Bermudez says all departments in the college will grow, resulting in lowering the current student-to-teacher ratio of 17 to 1. Meanwhile, a San Antonio newspaper reports the Texas A&M Foundation may have a shot at recovering some of the money it lost to a Ponzi scheme run by Bernie Madoff. A more than $2 billion victim compensation fund operated by the Justice Department began accepting claims last week. The man overseeing that fund told the San Antonio Express News it was specifically designed for victims such as the A&M Foundation, who were among 11,000 indirect investors in Madoff's Ponzi scheme. A&M officials told the Express News the foundation employed a financial manager who invested in a company that in turn gave money to Madoff's securities firm. The foundation, which lost more than $4 million, resulted in their investment manager being fired. If you're planning to reduce sugar, fat, or salt in your Thanksgiving meal this year, now is the time to practice before the company comes. AgriLife Extension Nutrition Specialist Mickey Bilimavich says, besides using low-fat alternatives for your favorite ingredients, sometimes you can cut portions of ingredients out.
If you're using like two-thirds a cup of sugar, then you can cut that by a third. And if it calls for half a cup of oil, you can use a third of a cup instead.
Bilimavich says adding vanilla will also help a low-sugar item to taste sweeter, but some recipes, such as cakes and bread, have stricter guidelines because alterations will affect the texture. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to more information about food substitutions. And a new study says the United States is spewing 50% more methane than the estimate from the Environmental Protection Agency. Texas livestock is a contributor. Scientists in the study, published in the Proceeds of the National Academy of Science, say that means methane may be a bigger global warming issue than they thought. Methane is 21 times more potent at trapping heat than carbon dioxide, the most abundant global warming gas, although it doesn't stay in the air as long. Much of the extra methane seems to be coming from three states, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. And the sources of the methane are the belches, flatulence, and manure of livestock, leaks from refining and drilling for oil and gas. The study figures that in 2008, the U.S. gave off 49 million tons of methane. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 38 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
8:11, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Any rain, drizzle, and mist will end this morning. It's going to be breezy throughout the day. We'll start to see clearing this afternoon, a high of 45. It'll become clear tonight. It'll be cold, lows overnight 25 to 30. For tomorrow, sunshine, a little milder, highs 45 to 50. Tomorrow night, turning partly cloudy, 25 to 30. Thanksgiving Day will be partly sunny, and temperatures on Thursday should be around 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's 8:12. It's time to talk things going. It's Tuesday, so it's time to talk things going on at the Aguilar Humane Society. And Lee is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, good. We finally have sustained chilly weather.
We do.
So, and you know, so folks will understand what happens when you get into this cold weather, what kind of conditions are, you know, how are the animals protected?
The shelter, we do have a very particular protocol as far as our animals in the building. You know, if it hits 50 degrees, you need to be turning these fans off. If it hits, you know, another, you know, and you turn this, close this, turn these on, you know, whatnot.
Right.
And people need to do that at home as well, obviously. And we've got the cold we're dealing with, and right now with the wet weather, you know, a lot of times, especially outside dogs, or even if they aren't outside dogs, but they maybe spend a little bit of time outside in the summertime, they dig little holes to stay cool in and whatnot. I'm pretty sure they're all full of water right now.
Yes, good point. You're exactly right. Yeah,
they definitely need to take some precautions on that. You know, check that doghouse because it might be just full of water. So
sure.
Add some dirt back in there and get some new bedding in for your dog.
Yeah, and that's, it can be really pretty simple. I mean, hay works, right?
You know, exactly. And that's what, you know, I grew up, we had a couple of outside dogs when I was a kid, actually. And in the springtime, and even some ranches I've worked at in the springtime, dog houses got completely cleaned out and we put a bag of cedar shavings in them because helps get rid of the bugs and so on and so forth. And then when fall came, we just started adding hay. So they had a really good bed in there and kept them nice and toasty. And I remember as a kid climbing into a dog house and it being just, you had to take off your jacket. It was just cozy in there. I mean, granted, I was little, so I could fit into a doghouse, but
well, normally we have to deal with hot weather situations more than cold weather, but still need to be aware of that.
Right? Keep aware of it and check that water. You know, a lot of times people think, oh well, you know, it's wintertime, maybe it's not or it's crappy weather, you don't want to go outside. Check that water bowl or something like that, and you do need to do that because they'll get just as gross with all the leaves coming off the trees and stuff like that. They'll get gross pretty quick.
Absolutely.
So check those because they can have health problems in the winter just as they do in the summer.
Right, and so as we get into the holidays, of course, a lot of people want to make their pets part of the holidays.
Right.
And you can do that, right?
You can. with the proper precautions.
Uh-huh.
You know, I actually just picked up a foster dog, watching everything he keeps stealing off the countertop. it's you never know what they're going to get into. Mm. Last year, my old dog actually carefully climbed onto the chair, took the stocking off the mantle,
right,
emptied it, pulled out the port wine truffles, and ate them.
A discerning dog. You like that?
There you go.
Man,
she didn't touch a single other thing in
really?
There.
Yeah.
She didn't ruin anything. Yeah. Not the stocking. Hold nothing.
This dog just knew what they wanted.
She, yeah. Yes. And yeah. So you need to be careful. And it was funny. My husband, I didn't think she could get it. I'm like, well, you got a chair right next to it. Where there's a will, there's a way, just
that's
like
true.
Your children. And
right.
When they're quiet, that's mm-hmm. when you need to be concerned.
Sure.
Because they're getting into something. And there are a lot of holiday hazards. A lot of your plants in the wintertime, you know, you have your mistletoe and your holly, poinsettias, all poisonous to mm-hmm. pets. And then all that other stuff that's going on. Holiday lights for your cats, obviously the Christmas tree.
Oh, sure.
Once that gets put up, because I know a lot of people are going to be putting that up this weekend because, mm-hmm. You know, we are past Thanksgiving, so it's okay now.
Right.
And
yeah.
You can go ahead and, you know, put that up, but make sure your cat watch it. You know, maybe you actually have to do some additional securing of your tree so it doesn't end up in the wrong direction on the floor.
And let's touch just for a minute, because now's a good enough time to do that. The whole idea of giving live animals for presents.
Yeah, you know, Grandma, you might think, really wants a cat. Believe it or not, she wants a dog.
Yeah.
Or vice versa or something like that. So we do gift certificates all throughout the year. So it's a great time of year. And I know Kevin has done a gift certificate before for his daughter. So she can mm-hmm. pick out the pet that mm-hmm. she wanted to have. And we understand sometimes, you know, the parents, if we do have small kids, the parents are still picking out the pet because they are the ones ultimately caring for it. But, you know, there is that opportunity. You know, Kevin wanted to get his daughter more involved in actually taking that responsibility for that pet. So it was a great learning experience for her to select that pet, and it is her responsibility and so forth. So you can do that. And then again, let Grandma or whatever it is pick out the pet they want to live with.
Sure.
Because again, they're living with it, not you. And it's a great opportunity, and you could do something cute with that gift certificate, maybe wrap it up with a crate or, you know, bowls or something of that nature, and make it a cute little gift for them.
Sure. All right, what else we need to be covering right now?
Well, we are closed this Thursday and Friday due to the holiday,
right.
And we will be open again on Saturday. And again, be cautious of the holiday, also the holiday traffic coming in and out of your door. A lot of times people don't think about that. You know, your family or friends have come over. Oh, we forgot something. We got to run back out into the car, and next thing you know, they're not used to watching
sure.
for your dog or cat, and the dog or cat slips out the door. So today might be a great day to swing by the shelter and get a microchip
mm-hmm.
So we can call you when your dog ends up at the shelter.
Right. Or if you're leaving town for the weekend.
Exactly. Yeah. So that we can let you know that your animal is at our building, that it's been found, it's safe, and so forth. And get that current county tag on there as well, because if it is out running about and is maybe struck by a car and it has that current county tag, we, Aggie Land Humane Society, pay up to $500 a stabilization treatment for that injured pet while we contact the owner. And there have been individual situations where that has been a life or death difference for that
sure.
pet. So great opportunity there. And the county tags are required by law, and they're only $15. You can't beat that. $15 for the possibility of having that $500 kind of, I'm going to call it an insurance policy, but it's not, just that little bit, maybe assurance for knowing your pet's going to get some extra care if it's
sure.
injured while it's out and about. So come by the shelter today. We got a couple selected half price adoptions. Those animals will be half price until Saturday. So you have today, tomorrow, and Saturday to come by. I think there's two cats left, perhaps, and maybe three or four dogs in this particular group. And then we roll into our Christmas holidays. All the events we're doing a profit share with Santa's Wonderland on December 7th. We have PetSmart adoptions and photos with Santa, and we're at Christmas at the Creek on December 6th in the evening at Wolfpen Creek. So we're a lot of different places over the holiday, and of course you can find us at the shelter as well. We'll be closed again today, or not today, Thanksgiving and the day after, and then Christmas Eve and Christmas Day New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. So that's the holiday schedule for us. And we're always looking, you know, those pets that hopefully will find homes over the holidays, but we do look for ways to keep them occupied. We thank those who did help our toy supply. Our toy supply was getting extremely, extremely low.
Yeah.
And we actually had a donation of a box of Kongs that we had enough Kongs that could have done even a few more, but there was enough for every single dog in the building.
Oh, wow.
And we had gone ahead and filled them with peanut butter and so forth, and we're going to do that again on Thanksgiving and the day after. So that gives them something to do since there's not as much traffic in the building. So we're always looking for toys because that we give them to them to destroy them.
That's right.
So we're always looking for more. And, you know, if you've got any other ideas on stuff you'd like to donate, there's a wish list, and you can always just call us if you're not sure if we'd accept that. I mean, we take even things like washers and dryers.
Oh, my.
So with the Black Holiday sales and people might be scooping up new ones, consider us for your old one.
Okay,
we're pretty hard on them, so we go through them regularly. Mm-hmm. For more information, our website, aggielandhumane.org.
All right, we talked to Leah on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620. And on Tuesdays, we also visit with the folks from the Chamber, and Royce Hickman's with us this morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing great. I tell you what, the weather's not ideal, but... We're still enjoying breakfast and celebrating those that grow and produce our food all year long.
And you know, you are in the midst of one of the great celebrations, because after all, you can talk about what you want, but people came to Brazos County to be in agriculture.
That's correct.
That basically founded this county.
You know, and it's still very important. I think there's a lot of folks who do not realize how important agriculture still is to our economy.
Sure.
So it's a chance for us to lift it up, and we always choose the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week to do that.
Absolutely.
So, and appreciate the time with you today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got other things going on, and in a few days, we'll have our business after hours for December. It's going to be at David Gardner's Jewelers, and I think most people know where he's located. Mm-hmm.
911 University.
You got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that'll be 5:37 on December the 5th. There is no charge to that event, and if you're not a Chamber member, just tell them you heard about it on WTAW, and we invited you to come out. The thing I'm really looking forward to is our Economic Outlook Conference, which is Wednesday, January 22nd. I know that's a little ways down the road, but we have confirmed that Commissioner Mike Slive of the Southeastern Conference will be here.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Connolly from Vice President for ESPN will be here to talk about the SEC Network as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great event. We've got other things we'll talk to you about. It's sponsored by Wells Fargo. It'll be from 8 o'clock till 2 o'clock on Wednesday the 22nd. The cost is $75. Non-member charge is $90. Table of eight is $650. And before I move on, one thing I'd like to encourage everybody to do, Scott, and I know you folks do a really good job of this here, but as we enter the Christmas season, it's so tempting to do shopping elsewhere. But it's very important for us to remember that the local merchants are the ones who hire our people, who support our little league teams, and all of the things that are so important to a community.
Mm-hmm.
So we just encourage you to shop locally this Christmas season, because it is where the jobs are.
Absolutely.
Those folks certainly deserve our support, because they're here for us all year long. If we got a problem, all we got to do is take it to them, and they'll take care of it. So with that, we do have a ribbon cutting a week from today. And that's going to be at Awards and More at 4:30 in the afternoon. We'll talk more about that next week. Our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is Texas A&M Health Science Center, the Family Medicine Residency Program. We appreciate them and their Platinum membership in the Chamber and what they do for the community. Appreciate you, the time I have, and I better get back in there before somebody steals my ham and eggs.
There you go. Thanks a bunch. All right. That's Royce Hickman joining us from the Chamber. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
A housing report is postponed. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The Commerce Department was not able to get its October housing starts data ready in time for today's scheduled release. The agency says it is still running behind because of last month's government shutdown, and the report will be released next month. The Commerce Department was able to process some numbers. Permits for future home construction rose to the highest level in 5.5 years. There's been a big turnabout in the retail sector. Men's Warehouse will try to acquire Joseph A. Bank. It's proposing a $55 a share cash deal. Joseph A. Bank recently called off an attempt to buy Men's Warehouse. Consumers increased their spending at big retailers last week. The Council of Shopping Centers says chain store sales were up more than 2.5% from the previous week. Hormel Foods' profit was up 19% in the latest quarter. That was better than expected. Stock market futures are very slightly higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
Make sure your car or truck is ready for the cold weather with a trip to SevCheck Service Center. Since 1972, SevCheck's has been family-owned and operated and providing quality service for their customers. Remember, SevCheck's is now open Saturdays from 7 to 4, and the gasoline island is open until 8 on Saturdays and until 9 during the week. Look for the bright red and yellow Shell sign at the corner of 2818 and Longmire. SevCheck Service Center, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, it was just about a year ago that my darling wife, Sandy, started using Renewed Essence Anti-Aging Skincare from the Activate Company. Now, she just loves that stuff, and let me tell you, so do I. She may be a year older, but she does not look it. As a matter of fact, she looks about 5 years younger than she did before Renewed Essence. Her eye wrinkles are all but gone. Her laugh lines are a thing of the past, and her skin is as soft and as smooth as when I first met her. Renewed Essence is fully guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back, no questions asked. Try Renewed Essence from the Activate Company. And right now, it's a great time to treat yourself or someone you love to a fabulous Christmas present of younger, youthful-looking skin. They have some great gift packs available in time for Christmas. What a great gift. Youth. You can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactivate.com.
How about you and I take a little trip down to the local supermarket? I'll bet you'll learn a few things you didn't know. I know I did. First of all, I would bet that most of you know that supermarkets are something of a recent phenomenon. Do you know who the first supermarket chain was? Well, it was A&P, with Piggly Wiggly and a few others following close behind. But before them, the good old general store was the norm in most communities. Not only did the general store carry everything from flour to shoes, but for the most part, it carried it in bulk. Almost nothing was prepackaged. So why did they start individually packaging food and other products? Well, most of you would like to believe that it was an effort to have control of their product. You know, freshness and sanitation. Some believe it was government regulations. But the truth is that individual packaging started long before the government ever stepped in. Why? Because the companies making the product could control volume. Yeah, it was a marketing ploy. And it still is. Take, for example, when you see a big box of laundry soap. that proudly announces on the box that you are getting 35% more free. Well, truth is that most of the time you are getting more, but not detergent. The company puts filler in there to make up the difference. When the shampoo instructions say lather, rinse, repeat, well, that was a suggestion by their advertising companies to get consumers to use double the amount of shampoo, not because the product was so bad that you had to use it twice to get it to work. The next time you're in the meat department, take a quick glance under the cover where the lights are there to illuminate the meat. Chances are you'll see a bulb with a slightly pink tint. Know why that's there? Well, it makes the meat look redder and fresher than it really is. But the one that really got my attention and started this whole bit of investigation is the carrots. Ever notice there are orange lines on the prepackaged carrots? Well, they're not there for decoration. No, indeed. It's a little-known fact that those lines so carefully placed on the package are done with special ink in such a way as to reflect the light and make the carrots inside look much more orange than they really are. Not a bad trick, but a trick nonetheless.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M men's basketball team will move back out on the court at Reed Arena tonight. The opponent will be Arkansas Pine Bluff. This will bring to an end a six-game homestand for Texas A&M. And then after tonight, December the 4th, a Wednesday, University of Houston's here. And on December 14th, McNeese State. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, Texas A&M will be in Corpus Christi and the American Bank Center down in Corpus, Missouri State, Friday night. That game will start at 9 o'clock, and depending on what happens there, Aggies would play either SMU or Virginia on Saturday, either at 5:30 or 8 o'clock. So I hope you can make plans if you're in the Corpus area to come out and support the team. But tonight at home, Arkansas Pine Bluff. A&M is 3-0 all time against Arkansas Pine Bluff. Last time we played them, 2008, won it 76-47. 7 o'clock tip time tonight, 6:30 broadcast on this station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound, under the care of a physician, and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the nine-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
WTW News Time is 8:31. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. What to do with surplus money in College Station's hotel occupancy tax fund was discussed by the city council last night. Currently at $1.3 million, in 5 years the surplus is projected to grow to $7 million. On top of that will be what is received from the sale of the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center. James Benham received support to ideas that included adding employees to market city attractions and events.
We're a fantastic destination for sports tournaments and many other things. As long as we don't overly burden our city's general fund with O&M expenses, my direction to you would be to explore every possible way to load O&M costs for the facilities we build onto the hot fund, because we don't want to overburden us with sales and property tax uses.
The council will resume discussion during a future strategic retreat. Two armed robberies, both in the middle of the day, took place over the weekend in Bryan. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Sunday afternoon, a man escaped with money and possessions after firing several shots inside the Cash America Pawn near the intersection of South Texas and Mary Lake.
It was a Hispanic male that entered the store. He was described as about 25 to 30 years of age, about 5'10 to 6 feet tall, weighing 220 to 250 pounds, wearing dark clothing and a ski mask. He displayed a firearm and discharged the firearm several times inside the store, but no one was injured.
On Saturday, a different man robbed the Radio Shack near the intersection of Texas and East Villa Maria of money and property. He also had a gun but did not fire it, and no one was injured. At WTAW.com, you can read suspect descriptions. The fundraising arm of Texas A&M was among 13,000 victims of the Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme scandal, which took more than $17 billion worldwide. A&M Foundation officials told the San Antonio Express News they lost more than $4 million when a financial manager invested in a company that in turn gave money to Madoff's securities firm. The investment manager was fired after the discovery. The foundation now has a shot at a piece of more than $2 billion victim fund administered by the Justice Department. The special master overseeing that fund told the Express News it was specifically designed to help 11,000 indirect investors, including the A&M Foundation. Another 1,500 who directly gave money to Madoff were eligible to receive claims in a bankruptcy case. The current student-to-teacher ratio at the A&M College of Liberal Arts is 17 to 1. It will go down next August as a result of hiring 34 more professors. It's the largest hiring campaign in the program's history. Dean Jose Luis Bermudez told the Eagle it will take $3.5 million to hire 19 new tenured and 15 assistant professors. Employment at the college, now at 330, is projected to exceed 400. A proposed change in how the state of Texas sets electricity rates has run into a legislative roadblock. Last month, two of the three members of the Public Utility Commission endorsed changing from a competitive market to a capacity market, which would increase prices. Yesterday, the PUC majority was taken to the woodshed by the Senate Natural Resources Committee. Among those watching the three-hour hearing was Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos County.
It's a philosophical difference and a significant policy change. And I believe that should come from the legislature, not from the PUC commissioners.
Schwertner believes the commissioners got the message from the lawmakers.
There were 14 senators, I believe, that attended that hearing out of 31 senators total. And there's a large amount of discussion about the direction and the speed of that direction that the PUC is taking. And I think they need to slow down and quit getting the cart before the horse.
Committee Chairman Troy Frazier of Horseshoe Bay said the PUC is overstepping its authority and, like Schwertner, says the current market structure is working just fine. Southwest of Fort Worth is one of the country's largest distributors of mistletoe, at least under normal circumstances. But Robert Tiemann of Tiemann's Mistletoe and Pretty says the ongoing drought means another year of having to neglect the holiday tradition.
There won't be anything shipped out of Texas, as far as I know. If we don't get in another big serious drought, we should have enough mistletoe to be back in business again.
Mistletoe is a parasite which feeds on oak tree branches, so it takes a longer time for it to take root and grow. And if you're wanting to make your Thanksgiving more healthy this year, there are many small changes you can make that add up. AgriLife Extension nutrition specialist Mickey Belimovich says, for one thing, enjoy vegetables such as broccoli, leafy greens, and squash.
Half of your plate, it's like the vegetables and the fruit, and then take the other half and divide it in half. And in one section would be a starchy vegetable or whole grain bread, and then the other fourth would be meat.
Belimovich says you can also make reductions. For example, instead of using 2/3 cup of sugar for a recipe, use 1/3 less. And for half a cup of oil, use 1/3. You can find a link to more information about food proportions and substitutions at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 37 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Give yourself maybe the best Christmas gift you can and give your partner the same, and you can do it with the same thing, and that is a Sleep Number bed, because the Sleep Number bed for your partner is going to be different than it is for you because it's about Sleep Number. My sleep number is 65, and you find out what your sleep number is asking your partner by going into the Sleep Number store, which is located on Texas Avenue across the street from Chick-fil-A. And you go in and you lay down, and you see right there a projection up on the ceiling of where those pressure points are, and then you're able to adjust the bed. And, you know, the Sleep Number bed allows you to adjust each side of the bed so that your side is different than your partner's side. And right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number Week going on right now, queen mattresses start at just $599, plus, this is for 1 week only, you save 50% on Sleep Number Innovation Series limited edition beds, but it's only through Monday, December the 2nd. So now is the time for you to stop in and find out exactly what your Sleep Number is so that you can give yourself and your partner the best present you could, which is a good night's sleep tonight and every night. So visit the Sleep Number store. My number is 65. Find out what your Sleep Number is. The Sleep Number store, located across Texas Avenue from Chick-fil-A in College Station.
Happy Honda Days are here at Allen Honda. Take advantage of 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on remaining 2013 Pilot and Fit models. Or choose the new model year 2014 Accord, CR-V, Odyssey, or Pilot and get 1.9% for up to 60 months. The 2014 models are arriving daily, so hurry in for the best selection of remaining 2013s and get great year-end financing during Happy Honda Days going on now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
It's almost time for a good old-fashioned Texas Christmas, and no one does it better than Michael Martin Murphy.
Merry Texas Christmas, you all.
Grab the whole family and enjoy a night filled with favorite Christmas songs, accompanied by cowboy stories and poetry. Don't miss Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Christmas, Tuesday night, December 3rd in Rudder Auditorium. Sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Get your tickets at mscopus.org or call 845-1234.
It's 840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today for the fall promotion up to $2,000 off on select equipment. Call them at 690-2278.
Any rain, drizzle, and mist will end this morning. It's going to be breezy throughout the day. We'll start to see clearing this afternoon, a high of 45. It'll become clear tonight. It'll be cold, lows overnight 25 to 30. For tomorrow, sunshine, a little milder, highs 45 to 50. Tomorrow night, turning partly cloudy, 25 to 30. Thanksgiving Day will be partly sunny, and temperatures on Thursday should be around 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, it's still pretty dank out there. I mean, it really is. Just not raining like it was, but just kind of mist hanging around.
Just so, bleh.
Yeah. If you're nervous about getting everything on the table this Thanksgiving, tempted to take a shortcut, fear not. Fear not. Your perfect, beautiful feast won't be compromised thanks to the folks at Epicurious, who discovered the best pre-made pie crusts on the market. Top marks go to the graham cracker crust from Keebler Ready Crust.
Oh, it's my favorite.
It has a nice crunch and it doesn't crumble, and it features a great combination of brown sugar and toasty tastes, and it sells for $2.29. Now, the number one traditional pie crust for you would be your 365 organic everyday value at Whole Foods. Of course, it costs $27, but that's okay. It's Whole Foods. Now, it's actually $6.99, which is a hell of a lot for pie crust, as I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Make it yourself.
Yes.
Just make it yourself. If you're looking for something that fits your fitness plan, shoot for the Holy Holstum. Holy Holstum, that's what it's called, organic whole wheat pie crust. Okay, if you like that, $2.50. Look, put the healthy on the sidelines for a little while. Just, can you do it for a day?
Amen.
Do you have to have like a cracked wheat pie crust? Come on.
It's a holiday.
That's right. I mean, what's wrong with a little graham cracker? It's not going to kill you, okay? And do it yourself.
Chase it with a beer.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Look, here's what you do: is you get the graham crackers and you put the brown sugar or whatever into a Ziploc baggie, and then you get your rolling pin and then you bring your kid in and let them go to work. and tell them they need to mush it down till there's nothing but crumbs. And, you know, you can put a TV up there on the counter if you want to. But, you know, let them make it for you. They'll think it's fun. You got to make them think it's fun, and then they can help you out. But if not, you can always go to Whole Foods and pay $27 for a pie crust if you want.
$6, not 27. Right.
So, Family Guy, hot topic at the office yesterday.
Big doings.
I didn't even know. I mean, I watched the show.
Do you?
From time to time, I do. I'll capture it, and then when my wife's not home, I'll watch it. Yeah.
So that's your guilty pleasure?
Yeah, because, I mean, she'd walk in, and she'd go, nah, just turn around.
I love Jack.
Well, the dog died on Sunday. The dog, Brian, the dog, was killed.
You've got to tell people you're going to say that.
Oh, why?
Because it's a spoiler.
If it's a spoiler, they can turn
Well, no, it's already been on.
It doesn't matter if they DVR'd it.
Oh, well, I thought it was a spoiler only if you talked about it ahead of time. Now viewers have put a petition together calling for the writers and producers to bring the dog back. BrianOnChange.org, as the as of this morning, 24,974 people had signed the petition.
Is the actor wanting to move on? Or
no,
like,
well,
no,
it's Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane does almost all of them.
Yeah, he does Peter and Stewie and Quagmire and a lot of others, so I don't know that that's necessarily the case, but anyway.
Well, they've got a list of these on E.
Because there have been what?
The 19 most shocking deaths in recent TV history.
Really?
And that only comes in at number 10.
Oh, my gosh.
Brian passing away.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, if you DVR some of these, because some of them are fairly recent, don't listen.
Yeah.
Ned Stark from Game of Thrones is on there. Sons of Anarchy.
No, excuse me.
I'm sorry. Soap opera with swords.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead.
Motorcycle soap opera, Sons of Anarchy. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Clay, which was just happened, and as a watcher of that show, I was shocked.
Okay.
Lucy Knight from ER. Lori Grimes from The Walking Dead. Red Wedding.
It's called Walking Dead. Come on.
And the number one is Rita from Dexter.
Oh, I was shocked. I had no idea that was going to happen.
A thespian, sir, you are not.
Wow. Most shocking deaths that didn't really happen.
Yeah, number 19, the one that didn't matter, was Kenny from South Park.
I knew
that. He dies every time.
Oh, my God, they killed Kenny.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Well.
He dies every episode.
Yeah, that's the running joke.
Okay. I guess I'll have to watch that sometime. Every time I've tried to watch, I said, this is so disgusting. I really have something more important to do. I really feel like I'm wasting my life.
There are segments like Bomb Canada that are really funny.
Yeah.
But as a steady diet, I can't watch much of it either.
I can't imagine. Today's nominee for our criminal mastermind of the week comes from,
Florida.
No, it's not. But, you know, the second guess should always be Arkansas, and that's where it's coming from, where a man's plot to murder another man apparently uncovered after he accidentally butt-dialed the intended victim. 68-year-old Larry Barnett of Jonesboro, Arkansas. The unidentified victim said that he received a phone call from Larry and quickly realized that he actually was not supposed to be part of this conference call that he's in with a third party. How do you butt dial a conference call? That's got to be difficult, doesn't it?
That's a very special butt.
I was going to say, you got to be wiggling or scratching or something. Anyway, the intended victim, a former employee of Barnett, listened in as Mr. Barnett spent the next 90 minutes plotting the murder and giving a third person directions on how to get to Larry's house.
Oh, my gosh.
At one point, Larry could allegedly be heard saying, I don't care if you have to burn the guy's house to the ground with him in it. I don't care what you have to do. Make it look like an accident. So police arrived at the victim's home, which had been burglarized. There were also signs that a gas stove had been tampered with. In the meantime, Mr. Barnett has been arrested. But I mean, butt dialing into a conference call the intended victim? Only in Arkansas. Only in Arkansas. Is Bill Engvall from Arkansas? Do you know? I mean, I have no idea.
I don't believe he is.
All right. Well, I mentioned
I know somebody that is.
Well, I do too. I guess we can ask him sometime. Dancing with the Stars, first night of finals week, saw the dancers doing multiple performances. First, there was the Judge's Choice Dance, followed by the Samba Relay. set to the music of TLC, who appeared live. Then there was the freestyle dance. What is a freestyle? Does that mean that she does one thing and he does another and they just kind of meet every once in a while? Or how does that work?
You are asking the wrong cowboy about dancing.
Freestyle was maybe more on the hip-hop side of dance.
Okay, I'm not sure. After all was said and done, or all said and danced, I guess we should say, Bill Engvall and his partner Emma were eliminated, leaving Amber and Derek and Corbin and Karina and Jack and Cheryl in tonight's season finale.
Or maybe freestyle is just dancing in a genre without a specific choreography.
Yeah. And again,
I'd
have to give a damn to even go beyond that. I mean,
the thought that Jack Osborne is winning anything having to do with dancing like this, to me, I would pay money to sit next to Ozzy.
Well,
this.
But you can watch it for now. Is Ozzy in the audience? Maybe they got cutaways of Ozzy.
I don't know, but that'd be worth watching.
It would. Yeah.
Happy Honda Days are here at Allen Honda. Take advantage of 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on remaining 2013 Pilot and Fit models. Or choose the new model year 2014 Accord, CRV, Odyssey, or Pilot and get 1.9% for up to 60 months. The 2014 models are arriving daily, so hurry in for the best selection of remaining 2013s. And get great year-end financing during Happy Honda Days, going on now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Finally, someone combined the best of a lawn tractor with the versatility of a John Deere tractor. Stop in Sioux Falls Prater today and check out the one family subcompact utility tractor. Hurry in and get a 1023E subcompact tractor, John Deere D120 loader, and John Deere 60D Auto Connect mid-mount mower for $14,397. Visit cptractor.com to find a location near you. Offer ends 3/3/2014. Prices and model availability may vary. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms available. See dealer for details and other financing options.
Imagine this, surgery that results in a single scar hidden in the belly button. Less pain and, for many patients, less time away from family, friends, and life. It's real with single-incision robot-assisted surgery, and it's available close by at College Station Medical Center. Our surgeons are trained in a variety of robot-assisted procedures, and they're ready to help you experience the benefits of this breakthrough technology. Learn more at csmedcenter.com/robotic-surgery.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 9 minutes till Katie Couric signed that deal with Yahoo, apparently. Marissa Meyer announced the move yesterday, meaning that Katie will be leaving ABC News to join the internet company early next year to host an online interview program. Afternoon talk show will continue through the remainder of the current season. After that, anybody's guess. Insiders say it's unlikely to continue a third season. Yeah, that would make sense. I mean,
from network news anchor to Yahoo Online.
And I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking that's probably a step down, but I have no idea. We were talking earlier today about how teens consume television completely differently.
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean that they don't consume it, but they do consume it in one way or another. So winning a Got Talent competition isn't exactly news, but when you are a blonde-haired white girl from Massachusetts, and the show is called Arabs Got Talent.
Dope!
Now you got some. She's 23. Her name is Jennifer Groot, and she barely speaks Arabic. And she took the show's judges by surprise when she showed up on stage to sing some song that's called Away From You, but it was in Arabic. And apparently, she nailed it. The judges were not only surprised by her, you know, her actual impressions. I mean, one of the judges said, she does not speak a word of Arabic, yet you sing better than some of the Arab singers.
Well, there are rappers that don't speak a word of English that do the same thing.
Yeah, you're right, that's right. Yeah, they were born and raised here, too.
Yep.
Well, we have, for so long, imitated the West, said another judge, and this is the first time that a person who has no link whatsoever to the Arab world, an American girl, who does not speak Arabic, sings Arabic songs. The audience really dug it, too. And so as a result, she became the first non-Arab to advance to the show's finals. For her part, her parents are musicians. She was trained to sing in a variety of languages at McGill University in Montreal. Fell in love first with Arab music 3 years ago when she happened across an article about a popular Lebanese singer learning how to play this Middle Eastern version of the lute, which I think is called the oud. That's what it's called. What do you want me to say? Anyway, she began performing songs in Montreal and then later moved to Morocco. Probably won't surprise you that she's... And there are people who thought that she was faking her American biography, but it's not true. They confirmed it. I mean,
no kidding.
It's been confirmed. She has American parents, and so there you are.
Oh, have you seen Santa Claus Discrimination? I'm sorry. I know this is completely random. I just stumbled into this.
Excuse me. We never do random here. Discrimination based on a beard, based on fat, based on what?
Getting hammered.
Oh, bad Santa.
According to a report, the New York Police Department is asking bar owners not to serve people dressed as Santa.
Oh, well, that, you know, I can see that. That makes absolute sense.
Especially Santas who are attending gatherings and bar crawls around the country called SantaCon.
Okay.
NYPD has noticed that when the Santas get a little tipsy, they tend to stand out.
Well, yeah, you think?
And the head of the Midtown and Manhattan Neighborhood Association put it, quote, what do you tell a five-year-old when they see Santa passed out on the street?
And that's a good point. What was it, Trading Places?
Yes, I think that was it.
No, I would agree completely. I like that idea.
I do, too. The headline struck me as very funny.
And, you know, I forget whatever it is, the most famous Santa school of all. That's one of the things that's an absolute there that you cannot misbehave while you're wearing Santa costume. I mean, you can't. Because after all, that is a child's impression, and to ruin that, so that's good. I'm glad to hear the police department's wanting to do this. Here's a story that I saw, and of course, thought of Cat. BBC's The Day of the Doctor 50th anniversary Doctor Who special pulled in 10.2 million people in the UK.
Wow,
man, pulled them away from their toothbrushes to go watch TV. That's
Don't tell crazy. Me about it though.
No, no.
I recorded it.
Did
not
you?
A word.
Okay. Well.
You're looking for something to say, aren't you?
I really was. Okay, all right. That's fine. All right, I'll save it. No, that's fine. Well, when are you going to watch it?
Tonight.
All right. Then you and Kat can break into a focus group and talk about it. Kat, have you already watched it?
No, I have not.
Okay. A fashion designer is infuriating animal rights groups by designing accessories made from real dead toads.
There you go.
That's what I want to wear.
I like that. Polish designer Monica Jaros is converting thousands of Australian cane toads into expensive designer purses and wallets. But she says she's actually doing the world a favor. The highly poisonous reptiles are considered an invasive species in Australia.
They are.
Which
they're
means
horrible.
They're a serious threat to the environment. One feature that makes them so highly sought after, the toad leather purses and bags come with the head intact.
I guess, I don't know.
That's a little creepy.
That kind of sounds like something you would call somebody.
Yeah? What, a toad head?
Yo, toad leather.
I can see how it's
good in a way, because at least they're not just killing these animals, they're making use of them.
Of course they are, yes.
But yeah, they were brought in to eat some kind of beetle in the sugar cane. They come from Hawaii, but they are definitely invasive and
kill a
lot of the native.
Wouldn't you think nature had it figured out? Why do you have to do that? You
know? I don't know.
They did that with nutria here in
Texas. Now they're everywhere, and they explode when you run over them. They're huge. They're gross.
Don't run over them. But, I mean, nutria, had it not been for nutria fajitas, we'd have that problem.
Hi, this is Scott DeLucia. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Just shop, wrap, and return the gifts to Blue Baker, and we'll do the rest. Their angels ready for you to choose at both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominic Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive across from the College Station Hilton. The deadline to return your wrap gifts is December 11th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Aggie fans, the track and field season is right around the corner. The first meet, December the 7th. Texas A&M Track and Field, season opening meet, the Reveille Invitational, December the 7th. Come out and support our nationally ranked Aggies. Season and individual tickets are available now to purchase at AggieAthletics.com or call this number, 1-888-99-AGGIE, 1-888-99-AGGIE. You don't want to miss a phenomenal season, the Reveille Invitational on December 7th.
Traditions Club Thrive Home Healthcare and St. Joseph Hospital are set to break the current world record for the world's largest gingerbread house on November 30th. We're searching for volunteers to help with construction, baking, decorating, visitors, and traffic control from November 11th to December 14th. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or volunteering, please visit our webpage at www.traditionsclub.com/gingerbread, email gingerbread@traditionsclub.com, or contact Traditions Club at 979-779-1007.
Take 10 seconds to imagine the face of your best friend, your coworker, your classmate, your hero, the face of a veteran, a senior on a fixed income. Now, I want you to imagine them without a home. More than 2 million people in America rely on public housing to provide a home for their families, and there are at least 500,000 waiting for a safe place to live. I'm Jewel, and I'd like you to join me and rethink how public housing is supporting your community. Visit rethinkhousing.org.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Scientists created a device that allows you to taste the internet. Researchers at the National University of Singapore built something called the Digital Taste Interface. That'd be your DTI.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, users placed a sensor in their mouths while surfing the web, which uses electrodes to simulate tastes like sweet or salty or sour or bitter. Scientists admit that so far, they've been unable to...